This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this Thursday morning. Pre-show brought to you by Baird Brothers Fine Hardwoods. Colin Dunlap alongside Josh Miller. Jim Colony, he's here. Producer Matt, he's here. It's Thursday. Good morning to you, Josh. How is everything?
Everything's good. Thank you. Good morning. Excited to kind of talk today. A lot of good sports stuff going on. High school all the way through the Olympics.
Yeah, we're having a great time.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Colony, it just kind of hit me that Colony will only be here today and tomorrow. Then we'll miss him for a couple weeks, which is no fun. But we'll have Jeff in, which is fun. But yeah, we're gonna miss Colony.
But the stories that he's gonna give us from there are probably gonna be worth the journey.
Hopefully, I don't know. There's not a lot of stories. Because we're part of the stories when we go down there with him. Like, I don't know what kind of he'll give us some Captain Brian stories, but I don't know. It'll be okay. I'll tell you, I'm just not into the Pirates right now. I'm just not feeling it.
You want to throw your name in left field?
No, I mean, it's crazy. They got 39 left fielders, but they don't have one. That's the adage in baseball, I think. So Jim is going down. He's going to be down there Saturday. He was telling me about how Starkey and Mueller are going to fly in. There's another thing at play, too. And we've been talking about this, how Starkey and Mueller are just going to not be able to handle this trip. It takes one time down there to get your feet underneath of you, and then you become, you know, and I've gone down, I bet I've gone to spring training, I don't know, 10, 12 times, who knows. And I've been down there a bunch of different times for mini camps and different things. There's also this car handoff sort of thing that happens at the Tampa airport that Starkey and Mueller are going to have to be part of, that they're just not going to be able to grasp. This is just going to be a spectacular Planes, Trains, and Automobiles kind of episode for Starkey and Mueller. And I'm happy to listen to all of the things that are going to go wrong with them.
That's what I was saying, the stories that come back. I meant by that. I meant the fact that he's sharing the house with Starkey and Mueller. I think that's going to be the good stories that are coming back. Not too much from the Pirates side, but more so with activities at the house and the combine there, the compound, rather. It should be interesting. I don't think it goes well. I think it's going to be entertaining. And my money is by Wednesday, an explosion of sorts.
I don't know how. If I'm Jim, here's Jim's play. Jim needs to rent a car and just take off and just be his own guy. Go see his pal in Sarasota that just had his 60th birthday. Go to Captain Brian's. Because here's why, too. Starkey and Mueller are going to be on a different timetable.
Correct.
Their show is in the afternoon. See, all the three of us run our same timetable. So that was different. That was absolutely different in that we were on our same time. Everybody was on parallel time. Here's the other thing, too. Mueller's going to go to some craft brew place, whatever. He's going to get a, what are those things called that you get for takeout? He's going to get a growler or whatever. Yeah. He's going to come back with that, and he's going to want to drink and hang out and do all that kind of stuff until, I mean, you can, if you work that shift, you can drink until, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, because you don't have, your show starts at 2. And Jim gets up at 3. This is going to be
and then Joe,
bad.
And Joe doesn't drink.
Right. Oh, he doesn't drink at all?
At all. And
I didn't know that.
He's going to, I don't know what he's going to do.
Never trust a sports journalist that doesn't drink. I mean, that's a pretty safe bet. I trust Joe. I'm kidding, kind of. But I'm saying, like, you got to have just like a social beer here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys.
Plus, they're lucky.
Uh-huh.
They get to sleep in.
Well,
we
yeah.
were still getting up at, what time did we get up down there?
Early. Same time we get up for work now.
Well, we don't all get up at the same time. You get up.
I get up at 3 every day, 3 o'clock. That's the time I get up, 3 o'clock.
I get up at 3:51.
Oh, you get up at 3:51?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get up at 3. Every day, 3 o'clock. No matter where I am, no matter what day it is. Like Saturday and Sunday, I get up at 3.
Yeah, still.
Now, I might go back to bed on Saturday and Sundays. Like on Saturdays, I go back to bed, and I normally get back up at 5. On Sundays,
pretty the same.
I go back to bed, and I get up at 4:30 or 5.
But we had a routine in Florida.
Yes.
And we go and check out, see which, I don't know, there's always something going on at the 7-Eleven or wherever the hell
Speedway.
We were. Yeah, Speedway, because there was always
Wah-wah.
A group of people that looked like they were still continuing their night.
Hair wrong.
Yes, so that was always one of the topics that we talked about. None of that's going to happen with these guys. They get up at whenever they want.
Oh, I know. Three guys are going to go down, only two are going to come back. Who would you bet on? That's the game we're going to play right now. Jim will make his way back.
Okay, you say that. I say one's coming back early.
Like somebody will be like, oh, it would be Starkey on Wednesday. Like, I've had enough. I can't handle this.
The hell with this.
Oh, this is going to be so great. So great. The other thing, too, is Mahler will try too hard to be like the chef or try to do something. Or here's the other thing. No food place will be good enough for him. Nothing. He like that Captain Brian's that is like, I can't even try to how would you explain Captain Brian's? What would you equate it to?
It's more of a I don't want to say a cafeteria. You walk in.
It feels that way.
You walk in and yes, there's old school salad bar.
Uh-huh.
Old school long bar.
Yeah.
And the nicest, you know, 54-year-old, 64-year-old women working it.
It, you know what? It's kind of like, you know, an Eaton Park that only has fish with a bar.
And a little brighter.
Yeah, it's a brighter light. Eaton Park. It's an Eaton Park that only serves fish and has a bar. And
correct.
Jim loves it. Jim absolutely loves it.
Had the big fish tank in the middle.
Yes.
Had everything all the boxes were checked off in that place.
Uh-huh. And so
the 80-year-old with the bib.
Yes, and then little kids, grandkids running around, yep. Whatever. And it's just a like a local kind of place.
Correct.
Where there's no pretenses. They're not trying to be something that they're not.
Nope.
And then on the other side of it, at Captain Brian's, they have a fishmonger. Like you could buy fish over on the other side. But you can't smell it or anything. It's like removed.
Correct.
It's a different room. And so anyway, Mahler will walk in that place and immediately say, I would never eat. I can't eat here.
And he has no idea that all that fish that they served were swimming that morning.
Yes.
Fresh as can be. Prices were great. They couldn't be nicer, the people that are working there.
It's like Hoss's with a bar, but only fish. Yeah. I'd say it's in between like an Eaton Park and a Hoss's, and it has a bar, and it really only serves fish. And Jim loves it. Uh-huh. I mean, he loves it because he goes to the bar. They know his name. They love him. All that kind of stuff. But I'm just imagining Starkey is going to be freaked out because it's not like, I don't know, he'll just be freaked out.
Of course he will.
It won't be good enough for Mahler because the fancy beer they have is Sam Adams. Like, that's the fancy beer.
Yep, that's
fair. The non-Coors or Miller that they have. And he's going to be like, Bumbleberry. And then Jim, because, you know, I know how to push Jim right to, and I think that's one of the better things that we do on our show. We know how to push Jim right to the point to where he's going to murder someone, but then we scale him right back.
Uh-huh.
See, I don't know if Mahler has that or Starkey has that. They may just make Jim real mad, which is dangerous.
Hopefully it doesn't happen early in the week. That's one of those things that bubble over perhaps by the end of the week, but I think with Starkey, I really think it's going to happen Tuesday, and then Wednesday, Joe will explode himself because, again, he's not familiar with having to be with people.
No, I hope the explosion happens long. Like Sunday night. That would be ginormous.
Oof.
Then they have to live under this cloud of like, oh, what's happening all week? I mean, that's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, but I truly believe they're thinking they're going down, they're going to be on the ocean every day, and it's just not that vision.
Like, they think they're going, and it's going to be, like, endless summer or whatever.
Yeah, it's definitely going to not be that way.
I can't wait. Oh, I I can't wait. I can't wait for the dispatches from Colony. Because I'm not even going to listen to Starkey and Mahler. I mean, I listen to the show, but I'm not even going to listen to them, like, complain about it and whatever. Because they,
I can't wait for they drive down the driveway and they see that massive, massive compound. I'm like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And then they make a left.
Yeah, and then there's this. Well, there's another thing, too, going into this house that we stay at.
Mm-hmm.
There are these enormous metal gates. That iron gates that are like when you go into like Richie Rich's house and you have to have this punch code number and you get out
Correct.
Of the car every time and punch it in, that's going to be a hassle to them. We figured out how to do it and we figured out the code and this is going to
Everything.
Be such
it's all
a
of it.
Hassle
it's all of it.
For
in
them.
One car.
Oh, I can't wait. See, now I'm looking forward to these guys
going. Yeah, of
course
you are.
Because of this the comedy of errors that's going to happen. Mahler will get mad. Mahler will go. And then, here's the other thing. Mahler's a vacation workout guy, I think. Mahler's one of these guys that's like, oh, I'm going to go for a run. I'm going to go, you know, it's nice outside. And then he's going to go and he's going to get lost, or he's going to go and he's going to run and he's going to do something. He's going to end up on some property he shouldn't be on. Or an alligator's going to bite his ankle. Like, something crazy's going to happen.
And you sprinkle on Ron Man.
Yes. No. Yeah. Nobody knows who the Ron Man is. But yeah, Ron Man, the man who gets it all going in the morning. And the other thing, too, like they won't. Jim is just going to have to get up. Jim getting up by himself is going to be so great because they're going to make loud noises late at night. This is going to be spectacular.
And in return, he's going to make loud noises in the morning.
Yes. And they're going to be mad at that. Oh, this is so great. Now I'm really looking forward to
it's
it.
It's going
to
be fun.
Now I might listen to the show a lot next week. I might listen to the show a lot and just hear the, because you'll be able to hear the audible like moaning and whining, even if they don't say it, like just the tone and tenor of their voice. Oh, this is gonna be good. All right, Fan Morning Show pre-show. We talk some Pitt basketball to get going. Crazy situation at Aliquippa. We talk about that as well. Some hockey. Jim has a great interview with Matt Murray, and we talked to Ray Fittipaldo about the Steelers in that draft at 8:30. That's all today. Fan Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.